All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
What's up, hockey fans? Welcome to this April 18th edition. I am not Frank Saravalli, as he's usually the first voice you hear, and I am joined by not Tyler Yaremchuk, but prospects guru Stephen Ellis to get on with today's show. Both of our fearless leaders off on their own right now. Tyler Yaremchuk, boots on the ground in Arizona the last couple of days. Frank Saravalli doing his insider thing. So we've got you covered for today's show. How you doing, Steven?
I'm doing great. I can't complain. You know, watched that Coyotes game last night. That was a tough broadcast to watch, but, you know, sad to see that, but I'm ready to talk some hockey.
Well, look, a lot happened last night. We do have game 82 tonight in the NHL season, the very last day, and things still need to be decided. I think that's the craziest thing, is you build this 82-game schedule. We finally know, okay, the Stars have clinched the West. They're the top dog, maybe the team to beat out West. They probably are. And then you've got game 82, who's going to decide who plays against the Edmonton Oilers. Is it going to be Vegas? Is it going to be LA? And then who's going to end up playing against the Dallas Stars? I would think, Steven, you wouldn't want to run into the Dallas Stars in the first round of the playoffs.
No, and like the scoring depth of that group is unbelievable. Like you look at Craig Smith, and in the last month, he's got like 9 points in like 15 or 16 games. He's playing like 10 minutes a night. When you get the scoring depth like that, and then you've got Jake Oettinger in your back pocket, yeah, he's, you know, his stats might not be great, but he's getting those wins. And you got the blue line that Dallas does, especially after getting Chris Tanev at the trade deadline. That's my pick to win the Stanley Cup right now.
Well, I think you're not alone there. Look, tomorrow we'll have a full breakdown of the Western Conference playoffs. Today, because the East is set, that is what we are going to do. We're going to preview all four series. We're going to do our next wave segment with our main man, Stephen Ellis. We've got questions. We've got some betting. And then we'll always do our farewells to a couple of members who we said goodbye to last night. So without further ado, Stephen, let's get into the first topic of today's show, the battle for Florida. And we can't talk about the battle for Florida without looking at how these two teams have matched up this season. What are you thinking between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers?
This, to me, I think might be the best of all the playoff matchups. You look at the Panthers, they were kind of one of the teams to beat all year in the East. Sergei Bobrovsky was like, you know, probably not going to win the Vezina this year, but he should be a finalist for the way he's been playing. They've been getting good backup goaltending from Anthony Stolarz. Yeah, I think the big thing about this team was you saw at the beginning of the year, and Frank Cervelli, he was talking about, like, could this team overcome those injuries on the blue line at the start of the year? And they did. They did so well. Gustav Forsling had, obviously, the season he had, which has been great to see. Matt Tkachuk started off not so great, and he kind of figured it out. And then you got the Tampa Bay Lightning, where they were missing their starting goalie for a long portion of the year. Vasilevsky never seemed to find that same groove. Yeah, he got 30 wins, but he was nowhere near what we know he could do. He was definitely not as good as Sergei Bobrovsky this year. But you come into this series, it's a fresh start. It's the Battle of Florida. We've seen some good matchups before between them. And now I think this is exciting because for the Bolts, like, you look at some of the numbers we just saw a minute ago, and they're ahead of Florida in a lot of key categories. But, you know, Florida's higher in the standings here. They've done better goaltending. They've done a good job of clearing pucks out of their own zone. And you see the goals against per game. They're one of the best at that. So it's going to be a tight series.
So you talked a lot about the goaltending. Then I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Which team feels better about their goaltender and who's got the edge in goal? I mean, you've got two of the great Russian goaltenders. We've seen what Bob can do in the playoffs. We've seen Vasilevsky and playoff Vasilevsky with the ability to steal games. Look, remember last playoffs, Alex Lyon actually dragged the Florida Panthers into the playoffs. Will we see Anthony Stolarz in this series? I'm more confident that we may see Anthony Stolarz than we would see whoever at the time is backing up Vasilevsky. Which goaltender are you picking to be better, to win more games, and to carry their team through this battle for Florida?
It's difficult because you look at Vasilevsky and you know what he's able to do in the playoffs, especially in like game seven situations or elimination situations, I should say. But if Bobrovsky doesn't play as good as he does, the fact that they do have Stolarz back there as a backup, where statistically top 10 in a lot of key categories this year, compared to Tampa's backup goalies, and that's not the case with Jonas Johansson or Matt Tompkins, I feel a lot more confident in Florida. But again, I think this is kind of looking at both ways. Which goalie in the NHL would you not want to have to play an elimination game? That
exactly.
To me, but from an overall series standpoint, I think just the way Bobrovsky's playing, he's hot right now. He's looking good. I'm picking Bobrovsky.
All right. So you're on the hot seat. Who's going to win? How many games? Prediction time.
Florida in seven.
All right. I like Tampa in seven. So far we are on opposite ends of the aisle. Moving along, let's move over to that Islanders-Carolina series. And look, I think this is a series that people are kind of thinking could be a boring type of series. I do not agree with that. I look at the way the Carolina Hurricanes have performed, especially since they bring in Gensel. Their puck possession game has gone through the roof, in my opinion. You don't see them making the back ice plays and getting rid of the puck. You see them confidently carrying in, pushing the Islanders or whomever's defensive cores back. So when you look at this series, one of the big question marks that I have for you, Steven, is the goaltending matchup. Is this a series where you potentially could see four different goaltenders play through this round?
Absolutely. Hey, maybe if Carolina, we see three goalies on just the one team. Who knows at this point? I think with the Islanders, you know, a huge reason why they made the playoffs in that late season push was the play of Semyon Varlamov. And I think, you know, if he is your game one starter, and I truly believe he should be, the fact that you got Sorokin, a guy that most people pick to be a Vezina Trophy candidate, as the backup is huge. That's awesome to have in your back pocket. You can afford to have a short leash with one guy because your backup goalie is very impressive on his own. So there's that. On the Carolina side, you look at Freddie Anderson, downright dominant. I think he's 9-1-0 in his last 10 games. And then you got Kochetkov, who basically is a huge reason why the Hurricanes are where they are right now. Because when Anderson was gone and Ranta wasn't playing well, you throw in Kochetkov and he's putting up some numbers where he's in the Calder Trophy conversation, and you see kind of where Carolina got to because of that. So this, to me, the goaltending is, and I'm probably going to talk about goalies a few times today, but that is the series I'm most looking forward to, because you got a lot of goalies here who want to prove themselves at this point. But, you know, if it's Anderson versus Varlamov, if it's Kochetkov versus Sorokin, those are two really solid goalies on both teams. But I think right now, the fact that Anderson and Varlamov are two of the hottest goalies in the league right now, going head-to-head, that's exciting.
So I'm going to ask you to put your coach's hat on then for a second, sticking with the goaltending on both teams. And let's start with the Islanders. If Varlamov is going to be starting for game one, in your opinion, how long should that leash be if they lose game one? Do Do you go right to Sorokin? Does he get two games? What are you doing if you're Patrick Waugh?
See, the thing with Sorokin is he hasn't played a whole lot in the last month. So you'd be asking him to kind of come in here and try to steal the show. But again, the fact that Sorokin is who he is, one of the better young goalies in the league, I guess he's not that young anymore, but one of the better goalies in this league, we know that when he gets hot, he gets hot. And, you know, look at the numbers this year. He didn't get a lot of support early on. The fact is the Islanders had to play must-win hockey for so long. I think it's like if Varlamov allows 4 or 5 goals and they get crushed in the first game, you can go and make that switch because, again, you are confident Sorokin. And the good thing is the coach they have is Patrick Waugh. He understands how to manage goalies pretty well. He was one. So he'll be smart about this. But, again, in this case, you can't afford to have a short leash because you've got the two guys you got.
Well, you think Patrick Waugh, too, he was a number one goalie in a time where the number one goalie played a heck of a lot more than they play right now. So you kind of wonder, is his experience maybe a little bit jaded? He was a guy who wanted the net, wanted to stay in the net. I can't imagine there were many playoff series he played in where there was any type of rotation unless there was some sort of injury with Patrick Waugh. So goaltending, fascinating for that series. I think the Carolina Hurricanes are going to completely overwhelm the Islanders. I would be surprised if it's anything more than 4-1 for the Carolina Hurricanes. So, Steven, round two, putting you on the hot seat. Isles, Canes, give me your prediction.
You look at those scores there, a 2-2 series. But, I'm going with Carolina in 5 games here. I just think that they're too good of a team in the Sebastian Aho pool, or a bowl, I should say. I think the Islanders will keep it close, but I think Carolina is just going to be too strong here.
So give me your games. What's the series?
5 games, Carolina.
All right, there you go. Moving along. Now, I think this next series is one everybody is salivating over. I think the Bruins wanted it based on the way they played the last couple of games, and it's our old friends, Bruins against the Maple Leafs. And let's just start with the easy question, Steven. Is this finally the year the Toronto Maple Leafs can slay the big bad Bruins?
No, I'm still going with the Bruins, but I think it's going to be close. I just, again, not to bring it back to goaltending, but the fact that Toronto's goalies did not look good in the last couple games, and, like, you know, the Leafs as a whole didn't look very good because it seemed like they were focusing more on trying to get the puck to Austin Matthews than putting the puck in the net, and that definitely hurt them on that 4-game losing streak. But goaltending has been a concern for this team for a while. Joseph Woll never looked great after come back from injury, and Samsonov will have one great game and then one lousy game, and then you're questioning if he's the real guy there. So when you look at the goaltending, we know they could shut guys down. You know, Boston's a very difficult team to beat in their own zone. But then you look at the scoring depth in Toronto, and that's been the biggest thing here. I believe the Leafs are the only team in the league to have surpassed the 300 goal mark this year. They had 7 guys with 15 or more goals. Nick Robertson had 14. But then you look at Boston, and I feel like we're maybe discounting their scoring depth because they didn't score as much as a team, but they actually had more guys score 15 or more goals. They had 8. But instead, I think, of Toronto, the fact that Robertson's playing well and Bobby McMahon should be healthy, he's looking good. Bertuzzi's found his legs. Domi's playing well. I just think there's more weapons on Toronto. But Boston is just, I have a hard time betting for on Toronto at this point, right? Like, I know they won the series last year, but I still just don't have confidence in this group. And when it comes to Boston, their goaltending and everything, I'm just pointing in their direction.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they were able to get through to the Lightning last year. They go in to play a team in Boston that everybody's got question marks about. And this is a great graphic of the points leaders. Look at the drop-off. David Pastrnak, 110 points. And then the next leading scorer for the Bruins, 67 points, Brad Marchand. As usual, it's going to come down to the core four. I mean, that's going to be the difference in the series. If the core four can rev it up and play playoff style hockey, are we going to see playoff Willie Nylander? He certainly was on cruise control the last couple of weeks. Does Austin Matthews getting stuck on 69 goals, and does that hurt his confidence? We had a conversation with Mike Rupp earlier today, Steven, on Morning Cup of Hockey, where we talked about how different the number 69 versus the number 70 is when you think about Matthew's season. And although it's not fair because it's only one goal and he had 10 posts, the guy could have had 75 or 80 goals if he gets a little, you know, centimeter up or down either way or right or left. But there is a big difference in the way you view it between 69 and between 70 goals. So will that filter in? I think Nylander hasn't scored a goal since the end of March. Is that going to carry into playoffs? So what are we going to get out of the core four? It's always the big question mark. We know the goaltending situation in Boston. That's another one to keep your eye on. What's Jim Montgomery going to do? Is he going to go Swayman, Ullmark? It sounded like last year he learned his lesson. Mike Rupp, who was on our show this morning, did not agree with that. Thinks you need to find a guy and you need to ride a hot guy. Felt like it was a major miss not trading Ullmark last summer when the price was so high coming off of a Vezina season. So it does seem, Steven, like the year of the goaltender. We could see more goaltenders playing in this playoff than I think we're traditionally used to seeing. So hot seat, what's the score of this series? And I think we know you're riding the Bruins. Give us the games and give us your prediction.
Yeah, so to be clear on that, it's like there's a lot of elements I think that Toronto could be better at, but I just, again, I just don't know if I have the confidence in Toronto. And I think it's because, like, I don't think it's going to be a core four problem. I have some questions about their defense, but I'm going Boston in seven again.
Okay, I'm taking Toronto in seven. I think this is finally the year that they slay the dragon. We shall see. We'll see if that Bruins power play can get going. They put Kevin Shattenkirk in that first spot running the power play. We'll see if that continues into the playoffs. So let's go to our last Eastern Conference series, Caps versus Rangers. We didn't know what this was going to look like up until 24 hours ago. We knew the drama with Philly, the empty net. The Capitals find their way into the playoffs. They're going to play against the President's Trophy, potentially cursed, New York Rangers. You see right there the season stats. But to me, Steven, the big question in this series, what are we getting from Artemi Panarin? Because we've seen different versions of him in the playoffs. Even the year he had 16 points, very sleepy in the first round against the Pittsburgh Penguins. What do you have to say about Panarin and the Blue Shirts?
I feel a lot more confident in Panarin this year compared to last year. And, you know, Johnny Lazarus wrote a great story for Daily Faceoff ahead of the trade deadline, looking at the fact that, you know, for a few years, it was like, can the Rangers get the help for Panarin on the wing to get that scoring depth? But they're getting it this year with, you know, Lafreniere, and obviously Vincent Trocheck's been great at center. I feel like he's on the best line he's ever had. And you look at his numbers just recently, 18 points in his last 10 games. You know, he's healthy, he's rested, he's playing some great hockey right now. It does concern me that it feels like if Panarin doesn't show up, if he doesn't shine, then the Rangers are a bit in trouble there. Like, you know, they're a talented team, no question about it, but, you know, and they got a good top six, but Panarin, you see the point totals this year and you see what he's been able to do all season long, and he's been in the MVP talk. He truly is the guy that really needs to lead this team here, and I think he's capable of it. So you know, the Rangers are one of the top teams here. A lot of people are looking at them potentially going the distance here. And it really rides on how good Panarin is. Now, we've seen the playoffs, like you said, like hot and cold, depending on the year. But I feel like the support system he has on his own line right now is the best it's ever been.
And look, I think Panarin, it's something you have to note. 49 goals this year, 2 years ago, and he had those good playoff numbers. He only scored, I believe it was 22 or 23 goals. So he's shooting at a different rate. He's calling his own number, not looking to be as much of a passer. Give me your prediction, Caps versus Rangers. What are you thinking?
Rangers in four. I just feel like the Capitals, you know, they showed a lot of resilience to get to this point here. They sold some pieces off, like Kuznetsov, and wasn't totally sure where this team was going to go. I just feel like maybe they've had to play so much must-win hockey for now. I feel like they're just going to tire out. But, you know, I want to see some magic from Ovechkin. I want to keep seeing as much more of that special scoring touch that we know he can do for as long as we can.
Well, we agree on the team. I think the Rangers will win, but I think it's going to be five games. I think you'll see a little bit of a pushback on home ice. You know, that building gets ruckus down there in Washington, and I just want to see as much Alexander Ovechkin as I can. So we previewed our four Eastern Conference races. We've got Steven Ellis on record now, so if we need to go back to the tape, we always can. So let's keep moving our show. We've got our big segment, The Next Wave, featuring our man, Stephen Ellis.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Next Wave with Stephen Ellis is delivered by DoorDash. The puck drops in the Stanley Cup playoffs on Saturday. And if you don't want to cook, you won't want to miss a minute of the best 2 weeks in sports. You've got games on left and right, and you don't have to. You can use DoorDash, all your favorites and more, delivered right to your door. And make sure you use promo code NATION25 for 25% off and free delivery on your first order with DoorDash. Hurry up and dash. That is for the win. I know at our house, Stephen, we use a lot of DoorDash to keep things moving. So let's get into the next wave. I know this is a little bit of a gear switch here, but you are the prospect guy at Daily Faceoff and the Nation Network. So let's get into the U18 World Championships next week and give me the guy you are most excited to see.
Yeah, so I'll be there in Finland, so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a, you know, if anyone's been in Europe or for Europeans in general during the Stanley Cup final, it is difficult to watch NHL playoff games, but I guess I can't complain about where I'm going. It's going to be a lot of fun. But the guy I'm most excited to see, and this is going to be, unfortunately, a super generic answer, is Cole Yzerman. But there's a reason why. As we just also find out that Cade Weber has officially signed his 2-year deal, according to the Leafs. That's cool to see. But with Yzerman, you know, a lot of attention on him recently. Like, okay, you know, he was this highly rated prospect at the beginning of the season. We know he could score goals, but can he do everything else? Can he do that? And I still am a big believer in him. I think he's a bit more of a competitive player than some people give him credit for. Yeah, you know, you look at the numbers there, 49 goals, 27 assists, and even more lopsided in the USHL, where he's got a couple of hat tricks this year. But he is a lot more than just a guy who could score goals. And this, to me, is the tournament where he can really prove that. You know, no Macklin Celebrini, no Ivan Demidov. There's some really key players that are not going to be here in this tournament. So he's got an opportunity to really shine. The Americans are one of the top teams in this tournament. You know, whether he plays with James Higgins, whether he's got Max Plante on his wing, it doesn't seem to matter. He's got these great opportunities here to really shine. So this would be a good chance for him to, you know, maybe put up double-digit goals and show, you know what, I could score, but I can also play defense. Because when you look at him, the way that the U.S. national development team is structured, he doesn't have to really play a ton of defense because his goal is to score goals. That's what he's really good at. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he adjusts to college next year, where he's going to have to play a bit more of a two-way game to really thrive. But I think at this tournament, it'll be a good chance for him to kind of show, yeah, I'm the real deal.
Yeah, well, crazy to think that Macklin Celebrini, who just won a Hobie Baker, could actually be playing in the U18s this year. He is age eligible. He has not turned 18 yet. Moving along with the theme of the 2025 draft, give us an idea who we should be watching. We know Cole Eiserman. We know Macklin Celebrini. Give us a couple of other names that we should key in on and we should expect to see big things from.
Well, yeah, the good thing about the U18 tournament here is that you will get to see some pretty good guys that are heading into next year's draft. And the one I'm looking forward to is James Haggins. And seeing him go out there and do the stuff he's able to do with that development team, it's like Jack Hughes level quality there. And he's had Cole Eiserman to play with, but he's been able to play with, you know, Teddy Stiga and all these other guys. He can just kind of bounce around with any line mates and look so good. And he's going to be a guy that's going to be turning some heads in college next year. No question about it, but he's so smart, thinks the game at a great pace. And it's really exciting to see that. Another one on Sweden is, or actually I'll go with Czechia first. There'll be Adam Benek, who's a very small player. I believe he's like 5'7", but putting up some great numbers this year. I think a lot of Czech fans are thinking like this guy could be the next, you know, big Czech hockey star. The fact is, yeah, he's really small. I did see him in person at the U18 Five Nations in Michigan, and I felt like he wasn't able to handle that physical side, but he's got the speed, he's got the shot. He was incredible at the Helenka Gretzky last year. And again, I think he's going to go early. If he's 5'11", I don't think anyone's complaining about what he's able to do. And a Swedish player that I'm liking is Viggo Nordlund. He is another guy that's so much fun to watch. You see the numbers he's been able to put up this year against older competition. One of the better players on that Swedish U18 team this year. The Swedes don't have a ton of top talent for this year's draft at this tournament, so they're going to be relying a lot on the younger guys. And he's someone that I think is going to potentially challenge for the scoring race title.
So a lot of good players to watch at the U18s. Make sure you keep an eye on Stephen Ellis's Twitter, his articles that come out on the DFO. He keeps you updated on the next wave of talent coming through. I'm going to keep the predictions coming today. I'm going to keep that seat hot for you. Give me an idea for this U18 championship. Who is the favorite to win the gold medal?
Well, you look at the Americans, and they're always the team that everyone expects to win because they play together all year long. They've been very good. They got a ton of talent and some guys that are kind of rising up the ranks. But the one that I think is very interesting will be Canada, a team that typically doesn't do a whole lot this tournament. They won it in 2021. They had Connor Bedard, Logan Stankoven, Shane Wright, Brant Clark. Like, it made sense that they won that tournament. This year, I think, you know, the fact that we're going to see Gavin McKenna play at this tournament is really exciting. He's the top prospect for the 2026 draft. Unbelievable numbers this year. You got Porter Martone, another guy for 2025 to keep an eye on. In terms of this year's draft talent, Liam Greentree, Cole Baudouin, Harrison Brunicki. I mentioned him once on the show. He's from South Africa, so this is a cool opportunity for him. And they got two of the better North American goalies in the draft this year, too, in Ryerson Leanders and Carter George. So those are the two I'm picking, but if I had to choose one team right now, I think the fact that the Americans are, you know, cohesive unit, very difficult to play against. I don't want to bet against those guys right now.
All right. Well, look, we always appreciate the expert prospect analysis. I know normally this is where we let you go. We're not going to do that today. You're going to ride with me for the rest of the show here, but that's this week's edition of The Next Wave presented by DoorDash. And we'll keep things moving along here. We will get to our Ask DFO inbox question. And today's Ask DFO inbox question of the day is brought to you by Douglas, named Canada's best mattress on Canadians Living. If you want to sleep as cool as the ice, try Douglas mattress risk-free in your home for 365 days. I'd say that sounds like a pretty good opportunity to learn if you like a mattress. Douglas is loved by more than 200,000 Canadians. You can avoid that pushy salesman in store. Order online. It will arrive at your door. Free shipping coast to coast. Head on over to douglas.ca/DFO. Try it today. You won't be disappointed. I do not have a Douglas mattress. Frank Saravalli does have a Douglas mattress, and I can tell you this, he likes it because when I talk to him first thing in the morning, he's always in a good mood. And when he's in a good mood, it means he's sleeping well on his Douglas mattress. So make sure you give him some love, check them out, and try that Douglas mattress. So let's see what we have here for our Ask DFO. We've got one from the chat from Neil. And here's my question for you, Steven. With Kucherov getting 100 assists, does that make him the front runner for the Hart? This has been a widely debated topic. It seems like everybody's going in a different direction. What say you?
That is probably one of the hardest questions I'm going to have to face when I put in my votes for the awards here. Look, you know, Nathan MacKinnon has been so good for this team, for the Colorado Avalanche. You know, he does a bit of everything. The season he's had, I'm still going to lean him. But with Kucherov, you know, 100 assists. It's like, do you know who also got 100 assists? Connor McDavid. So, like, we got two guys
a couple of days ago.
Yeah. So it's like we got to throw McDavid in there. So I'm not putting Kucherov in the runaway front runner one here. But I think what's so important here is, you know, Kucherov, again, I feel like every year we're talking about how underrated he is. I wrote an article like 3 or 4 years ago about him being the NHL's underrated superstar. We're not talking about it a lot. I feel like he deserves a lot more love for what he's able to do this year. Those numbers are incredible. You know, I think if you have picked the average fan to ask what they remember most of him this year, it's the way he kind of acted during the All-Star Skills Competition. But with the way Kucherov puts up points, it's incredible. But Nathan MacKinnon's my guy. He's just an all-around beast.
Yeah, I think it's a good question, Neil. We appreciate the chat, as always, getting involved, asking questions. And I'm probably riding with Stephen Ellis on this one. If we're going to say the Kucherov 100 pushes him into the Hart leadership conversation, well, then we have to look at the fact that Connor McDavid had the same feat a couple of days ago. I will say this. John Cooper last night on television did a little sell job on why Kucherov is so important to that team. And you look at the disparity in points between him and the next guy, it is a massive number. This year, more than ever, I do not envy Steven guys like you and Frank who have to put in those ballots. And then those ballots are made publicly. So you've got to be ready to defend them on who will win the Hart. I believe MacKinnon's year to win the Hart, but I got to say, I bet you MacKinnon and Kucherov are very close within the voting.
I'll say this is the closest I think it's ever been that I voted on. It's truly close. Like, anyone saying any player is a runaway, whether it be MacKinnon, whether it be McDavid, Matthews, Kucherov, I think they're wrong. It's extremely close this year.
All right. We appreciate the chat questions. The Ask DFO presented by Douglas. As always, thank you to our partners there. Let's keep things moving along and let's get to our daily bet segment. And you know what? Look, I like to throw a little parlay in the mix when I'm looking for a daily bet. So here's what I'm looking at. I'm looking for Vegas to win in regulation. I'm looking for LA to win in regulation. Parlay them together. It will be juicy as long as you get them both in regulation. I think both teams are desperate to win because nobody wants to play Dallas. Why in your right mind would you want to see the machine that Frank Saravalli and Stephen Ellis picked to win the Stanley Cup in those mean green Dallas Stars? So that's our daily bets for the day. That's what I'm riding with. Two regulation wins out on the West Coast. If you're going to make those bets, make sure you stay up late to continue to see if you won those bets. And we'll keep the show, Steven, moving along to Garbage Time, which is presented by Wendy's, and the Daily Faceoff Survivor Game, which is wrapping up tonight after a season-long grind for $5,000 in cold hard cash. I don't know about you, Steven. I'd love a nice, cool $5,000 in cold hard cash just for playing in a Survivor pool from Wendy's. What a great offer from them. You might have been a loser in the really tough Survivor game, but you can be a winner tomorrow morning at Wendy's by trying the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart. For just $5, you can get the Cinnabon Pull-Apart and a small coffee, the perfect way to start your day at Wendy's. We're a big Cinnabon house over here, so any opportunity to grab one on the go, sign me up for that. I will be checking that out for sure. Make sure you get involved in the Survivor pool by Wendy's. Of course, it ends today. We know this is game 82 of the NHL season. Everything should be set come tomorrow. So let's get to Garbage Time. What do you got for us to our man, Stephen Ellis?
Well, you know, we talked a lot last night. We found out that was it for Jeff Carter, that he had called it quits on his career, and that Zach Parise had also played in his final regulation game. You know, for two guys that maybe a little bit under the radar the last couple of years. I know Jeff Carter, his numbers weren't great this year. It's always difficult to see a guy that was good for so long move on from the game. And, you know, when I started to really follow the NHL kind of post lockout 05-06, seeing what Carter did as a rookie during that season meant a lot to me, because it was like, okay, this guy's a lot of fun to watch. He could score goals. You see the points he put up at 42 points. And it was a couple of years later, he was a star of the Philadelphia Flyers, went to Columbus briefly, and then he was part of the LA Kings cup runs. And, you know, a great career where he had to deal some injuries at points. He kind of found a way to revive his career a couple of years ago. And to see him go out there and get 45 points in 2021, 22 was really cool. So again, this is the time of year where we start to hear players. This is the end. And for him, a good career. I also want to give a quick shout out to Mongolia in the Division 4 World Championships, currently beating Kuwait, the top team. If Mongolia
only wins,
I had to do it. Division 4 World Championships. It's Kuwait, Mongolia, Indonesia, and Malaysia. And today, Indonesia this morning beat Malaysia 7-6 in overtime. A wild game.
Well, look, Jeff Carter, the ultimate playoff performer, the Division 4 World Championships. I'm not even going to pretend. We also have to give a little love to the Phoenix Coyotes, the Arizona Coyotes. We saw their last game at Mullet Arena, an emotional scene out in Arizona. I think the TV guys, Tyson Nash, Maddie McConnell, Walshy, they all did such a great job of verbalizing it. We wish those guys well. We hope to see them on the air in Utah next season. I don't see why not. I think Maddie McConnell and Tyson Nash do a phenomenal job. So that is all we are going to have time for today. We appreciate our sponsors. We appreciate Douglas. We appreciate DoorDash. And we appreciate the Wendy's Group and the Wendy's Survivor Pool. That's all we're going to have time for. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you got to pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You got to decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's going to find the back of the net first, and you're going to want to be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you got to predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, You're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh Nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.